I want to go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and verse 17 by way of invitation this evening. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. We'll read down through verse 21. He says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Let me start over here. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses or imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. He who made Him, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. A couple of points to be made in this regard. First of all, how many times in this particular text the word reconciliation is mentioned? And this is key. Whenever we are told in verse 70 of the text, if we are in Christ, we are a new creation. We are a new creation because we have been reconciled. That is, the reconciliation, coming back together with Christ, makes us a new creation, or a babe, a new creature. We are born again. So when we die to sin, we, as a result of sin being taken away, are reconciled to God, and everything becomes new. That's what God desires for us, and that's why God has presented gospel preachers, and specifically the apostles in this case, in verse 19, or verse 20, excuse me. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. God wants us to be reconciled, that we might be that new creation. And He accomplished it through Jesus Christ. And so because of what Christ has done, we can become the righteousness of God through Him. It's through Christ's work on the cross that this is accomplished. So Christ came to this earth, died on the cross, shed His blood, that we might be reconciled to God. He accomplished it by dying on the cross and being that payment, that propitiation, so that we might be justified before God. We rejoice in that. We are glad that He has loved us enough to send His Son for that purpose. And if you're here this evening, we plead with you, just as did the Apostle Paul. We plead with you on God's behalf to be reconciled to Him. Believe in Jesus Christ, and as a result of that faith, respond in obedience by repenting of your sins, confessing Him as Lord, and being baptized to have your sins washed away. We plead with you about that because we want you to be a new creature in Christ. We offer that invitation this evening. If there is anyone who is here and needs to respond for whatever reason, encouragement, prayers, to be baptized into Christ, whatever it may be, if we can assist you in that, we offer ourselves to you now and ask that you come while together we stand and sing.